CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 megahertz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 14th of December, 2025, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast, prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. Dr. Bob Whelan, G3PJT, is now a silent key. There are two new opportunities to make an impact with the RSGB. There is free RSGB club affiliation for schools, universities and uniformed groups. It is with great sadness that we share the news that Dr. Bob Whelan, G3PJT, became a silent key on the 4th of December. Bob's contribution to amateur radio was extensive. First licensed in 1961, his main interest was in HF and LFCW operation. In this, he soon became a strong supporter of the Commonwealth contest, operating from a number of DX locations for the contest over many years. He wrote the book Reflections in a Rose Bowl, which covers the history of the Commonwealth contest, and he put much effort into building an online Commonwealth contest community. Bob also played very significant roles in the RSGB, the IARU, and the First Class Operators Club. For the RSGB, he started as a volunteer member of the RSGB HF committee and later was president from 2002 to 2003 and again from 2013 to 2014. Our thoughts are with his family and friends. You will be able to read a full tribute to Bob in the February 2026 edition of Radcom. Are you an experienced operations leader who is passionate about delivering exceptional membership services and driving commercial growth? Or are you an advertising agent looking for a new opportunity where you can demonstrate your strong sales capabilities, excellent communication skills, and your ability to build and maintain long-term client relationships? The RSGB is seeking a full-time, highly motivated operations manager to be part of its senior leadership team, based at the RSGB headquarters in Bedford. This is a key role, responsible for ensuring our members receive outstanding service, and a successful candidate will need to be commercially astute, organised, people-focused, and excited by the opportunity to make a meaningful impact. The Society is also looking for a new contractor or agency to work with to support the development of RSGB advertising and contribute to the growth of its publications and digital platforms. If you are professional, proactive and excited by either of these opportunities, go to the RSGB website at rsgb.org/careers to find out more. The application deadline for both is the 4th of January 2026. Did you know that amateur radio clubs in schools, universities and uniformed groups can affiliate with the RSGB for free? Your club will benefit from a copy of Radcom in the post each month, as well as access to the RSGB app where you can read Radcom, Radcom Basics and Radcom Plus. You'll also get special book discounts, promotion of your club's activities, access to RSGB affiliated club contests, and use of the QSL Bureau. Visit rsgb.org/affiliation and follow the links. How about giving back to the amateur radio community in 2026 by becoming an RSGB board director? The RSGB has two elected board director vacancies and wants to ensure that the voices around the table understand and reflect the community it serves. You'll need leadership experience and be keen to play an active part in helping to support the Society's strategic priorities. The Society is encouraging candidates from a diverse range of backgrounds to stand for election. Go to rsgb.org/elections to find out more. The closing date is the 31st of January 2026, so act now. The RSGB Contest Club reports that the third Worldwide Award event will be taking place in January 2026. Award hunters can engage in a very enjoyable competition across all HF bands and modes with many special international calls to work. The RSGB will be activating 7 call signs, all with the suffix Whiskey Whiskey Alpha. RSGB members who hold a full license may activate the call sign for their country. To find out more, go to rsgb.org/contest-club. Yota Month continues this weekend with the special call sign GB25YOTA. Listen out for operators from the RSGB National Radio Centre and the 2nd Marlborough Scouts, students from Bucky High School, Wick High School and Simon Langton Boys School Radio Club will be active during the week, as well as the University of Sheffield Amateur Radio Club. Next weekend, Cambridge University Wireless Society, along with some young visitors, will be active. Listen out and encourage these young operators. View the operating times, bands and modes for each group at rsgb.org/yota-month. RSGB headquarters will close on Wednesday the 24th of December 2025 at 2 p.m. and will open again at 8:30 a.m. on Monday the 5th of January 2026. In the meantime, if you need information about amateur radio, exams or RADCOM, you'll find lots of details on the website at rsgb.org. To join the RSGB, renew your membership or purchase a range of amateur radio books and other products, go to rsgbshop.org. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline for submissions is 10 a.m. on Thursdays before the Sunday broadcast each week. And now for details of rallies and events. Starkford Radio Rally is due to take place on Sunday the 28th of December at Davis Hall, Howell Hill, West Camel, near Yeovil, postcode Bravo Alpha 227QX. The doors will be open from 9:30 a.m. and the admission will cost £2. Refreshments and free parking will be available on site. For more details, contact Luke on 07870 168 197 or email luke@mikeyankee.mikeindiaxray.radio.co.uk. And on Sunday the 25th of January 2026, the Lincoln Shortwave Club Winter Radio Rally will be held at Festival Hall, Caistor Road, Market Raisin, postcode Lima November 8, 3 Hotel Tango. This is an indoor event with ample free parking. The doors will be open from 10 a.m. and admission is £3. Tables cost £10. To book tables or for more information, contact Steve, Mike 5, Zulu, Zulu, Zulu on 07777 699 0. 5769 or email mike5zulu@outlook.com. Now the special event news. Special call sign 4 Tango 95 Oscar is active to celebrate the 95th anniversary of the Peruano Radio Club, Oscar Alpha 4 Oscar, in Peru. Look for activity throughout December on the 40 to 10 meter bands, as well as on the 6 meter, 2 meter and 70 centimeter bands, using CW, FT8, FM, RTTY and SSB. Jose HP52AT is active as Hotel 82 Alpha Tango until the 31st of December to celebrate its 35th anniversary in amateur radio. Recently, the station has been spotted using FT8 on the HF bands. All QSOs will be uploaded to QRZ.com, Clublog, EQSL and Blogbook of the World. In celebration of the GB2RS News Service's 70th anniversary, Sean, Golf 7 November Juliet X-Ray, will be active with the GB70RS callsign from the 15th to the 21st of December. Sean will be working on the 80, 40 and 20 meter bands using CW, FT4, FT8, PSK31, RTTY, Hillschreiber and SSB. There's a schedule of bands and nodes and operating times for the week on Sean's QRZ.com page. He will also do his best to spot his activity on the DX cluster. Now the DX news. Roland F5EN is active as Tango Romeo 8 Charlie Romeo from Gabon until the end of December. He's operating using CW only, QSL via F6AJA. Now the contest news. The ARRL 10-meter contest started at 0 hours UTC yesterday and ends at 23:59 UTC today. Using CW and phone on the 10-meter band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. American and Canadian stations also send their state or province code. Tomorrow, Monday the 15th, the RSGB FT4 contest runs from 2000 to 2200 UTC. Using FT4 on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is your report. On Tuesday the 16th, the RSGB 1.3 GHz UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes on the 23 centimeter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday the 18th, the RSGB 70 MHz UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes on the 4 meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. This is Golf Bravo 2 Romeo Sierra from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 11th of December. We had a bit of everything last week, including increased KP indices, a high solar flux, an X-class solar flare, and coronal mass ejections. The solar flux index hit a maximum of 220 on Thursday the 4th of December. This brought good HF conditions until Sunday the 7th. The index declined to 169 on Thursday the 11th, but that was still more than enough to excite the ionosphere. We had an X-class solar flare at 0501 UTC on Monday the 8th of December. This originated from large active region 4298, which is now rotated out of view. We also had more than 10 M-class solar flares over the past week, showing that the prediction of disturbed conditions on the downward path of the solar cycle still holds true. The KP index hit 6.63 on Wednesday the 10th. It disrupted maximum usable frequencies. The net result was that Digison traces were missing at times, with the MUF over 3,000 kilometres being in signal figures on Thursday the 11th of December. To cap it all, we now have a very large Earth-facing coronal hole that threatens HF propagation today. There has been DX around, but mostly on the lower bands. CDXC's Slack group reports that KP2B in San Juan was worked on the 80-meter band using FT8 on the morning of Thursday the 11th of December. TO9W on St. Martin was logged on the 40 and 30-meter bands using CW on Tuesday the 9th of December. TT1GD in Chad also appeared on the 40 and 20-meter bands using CW on Monday the 8th of December. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will be in the 130 to 140 range. However, as mentioned earlier, geomagnetic conditions may be disturbed today due to a fast solar wind stream from a coronal hole. Conditions might calm down from the 15th to the 20th before the KP index hits 5 around the 21st to the 26th of December. In summary, get your HFDX in during next week before auroral conditions take their toll over the Christmas period. And now the VHF and up propagation news from G3YOA and G4BAO. The present period of unsettled weather will remain the driving force for weather conditions for most of the country for the period up to Christmas. There are likely to be some very windy spells, with extensive rain and squally showers and scope for rain scatter operators on the gigahertz bands, but scarcely any hint of good tropho conditions. One item of interest is the meteor scatter prospects from the Geminis, which peak today. It is one of the busiest showers of the calendar, with a peak hourly rate of 120, so it should provide plenty of opportunities and is worth exploring during the week before and following the peak. The solar conditions have again remained interesting enough, with a red alert on the evening of Wednesday the 10th of December, and there's always the potential for the KP index to produce signs of auroral activity once it gets above 5. Finally, a reminder that this winter period, from mid-December to mid-January, can produce some surprisingly effective sporadic E. It's possibly easiest to see by checking the propquest.co.uk graphs to see if the sporadic E trace is showing any sharp spikes. The 10 and 6 meter bands are probably more likely bands to show signs of activity in these winter events, but it's certainly worth checking if the graphs show any promising signs. For EME operators, moon declination went negative on Friday the 12th of December, meaning shortening moon windows and decreasing peak elevation. We're past perigee for the month, so past losses are increasing. 144 MHz sky noise starts low, but increases to high by Friday the 19th, when the sun and moon are close in the sky. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next to local news, please note that details of all RSDB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSDB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. And this morning, I'm omitting recurring items in the broadcast. And it doesn't leave much else. News for the Southwest: Thorndry and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30pm at the Chantry Thorndry. On this Wednesday at 8pm, the committee will be holding the club's annual end-of-year quiz. And over in Wales, Aberkenfig and District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7pm at Tondi Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End, postcode Charlie Foxtrot 32, 9 Delta Yankee. The club is holding free workshops for all local radio amateurs over the winter months. At the next workshop, an introduction to RayNet, is being held on Wednesday the 28th of January 2026 and starts at 7:30 p.m. More details can be found on the club's Facebook page. Contact is Rob, GW0RVR, on 016-56-33-8449. Or you can email info@aberkenfigradioclub.com. Carmarthen Amateur Radio Society is holding its annual members and partners only Christmas dinner this coming Tuesday, the 16th of December. Members are requested to arrive at the Carmarthen Golf Club from 6:30 p.m. and meet in the bar for a 7:15 p.m. meal start. Members are also invited to bring along a raffle prize. Relax, enjoy, and just have some fun. Dragon Amateur Radio Club. The club's Christmas social event is tomorrow, the 15th, from 7:30 p.m. at Canolfan Ysgafiog Community Centre. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, Golf 4 Tango, Romeo, November. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSTP website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSTP retains the copyright of the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeo-sierra-golf-bravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So, until next Sunday, 7:30, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.